Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard next to my main man, Rob Parker. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. You can follow Rob Parker on Twitter at @RobParkerFS1. You can follow yours truly at Chris _ Broussard. And we've got some great guests for you today. In about 20 minutes, we've got Kurt Menefee, the host of Fox NFL Sunday, joining us to break down the NFL. And it'll be more NFL in the second hour with former Super Bowl champion wide receiver James Jones, of course, a teammate of Aaron Rodgers. He'll be great to talk to. And then in the third hour, to get us ready for the 2018-19 NBA regular season, it is former NBA champion, FS1 NBA analyst, rapper, he does all of it, Steven Jackson Stacks will be joining us in the third hour, so you don't want to miss any of this. It is the Odd Couple. Welcome in, Mr. Parker. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great, man. It's lovely weather out here in L.A. And
it's a weird heat wave we're going through, right?
You wake up in the morning and it just makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good every day. Yes. We're not rubbing it in around the rest of the country.
Nah.
Not at all. And then, of course, let's welcome in our Odd Couple crew. As always, we have back in the saddle our producer, Rob G., our engineer, Alex, our anchor, Deb Carson. She'll keep you updated through the rest of the show. And our intern, Sean. They are in all, Chris, on the other side of the glass. So that means, Mr. Broussard, let's kick some ass on this Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. One of my favorite days of the week.
Oh, you know it. So it'll be later on in the program your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You'll call us up. You'll give us a hot take in about 30 seconds. Come hard, strong, fast to the mic. And can't wait.
Rob Parker, we watched that game last night. The Green Bay Packers, who I picked to win the Super Bowl or to reach the Super Bowl this year against the New England Patriots. I actually picked them to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Now I think I'm crazy. I see no way that's going to happen. They did win last night, but they edged the beat down, beat up, hapless San Francisco 49ers. They won 33-30 because of the heroics, late game heroics. No surprise there of Aaron Rodgers. And Rob, I'm sorry. I feel like the Green Bay Packers, and I'm not the first to say this, but they are wasting the prime of Aaron Rodgers. This guy should have more than one Super Bowl. He should have more than one Super Bowl appearance. And they're wasting it. 10 years there. The best quarterback, arguably, that we've ever seen. Mobile, can run, can make any throw. And they don't put the pieces around him, number one. And number two, they've got the most unimaginative offense in the NFL. They're wasting him.
That's what you got.
Am I wrong?
That was your takeaway from the game last night?
I've been thinking that for a while, but last night just underscored it.
I got you. Last night, what I came away with was to be able to watch this guy work his magic, and we've seen it for years now. That's why they're always in the hunt. You're right.
Yes.
They don't always have the greatest talent, but they're always in the hunt. They always have a chance. You give that guy the ball at the end, and A-Raj has a chance of beating you because he's that good. The throws on the sidelines, all that other stuff. But what I came out, I thought about was this, that Aaron Rodgers is officially, to me, the Bapote. He's the Bapote.
Bapote.
best passer of all time. That's what I took away last night, because I don't think most quarterbacks can do. If you saw the score that the touchdown he threw to tie the game, Chris.
Yes.
How many guys can make that pass?
Fantastic pass.
Right?
Fantastic.
I look at him and I just marvel at what he can do. Now, your take on them wasting him, I think that's why they have a new GM this year. I think that's why.
When's that new GM going to bring in a running game?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. But a lot of teams don't run the football nearly as much as they used to. But I get it.
Teams have some sort of a threat.
But Aaron Rodgers also is a guy who's had at least two other trips to the Super Bowl snatched away from him. Don't forget there was the onside kick up in Seattle.
Right.
Which was supposed – Jordy Nelson was supposed to catch it, and the tight end hit it like he was told to block for Jordy Nelson.
Right.
You go watch the video or go watch look at a picture of it. Jordy Nelson's right behind the tight end. He knocks it away from Jordy Nelson. And, of course, Seattle got the ball.
Yep.
They were supposed to go to the Super Bowl that year. And there's one other. I'd have to go back. But there was two that he should have gone to the
Super
Bowl.
But that doesn't matter. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
No, I'm just saying. But he's been close there.
And let's get back to the Bapote. All right?
Yes.
I love your oats things.
The goat, the fofote, the masote,
all that. But some of them just don't make sense.
What?
All right? Who cares about being the Bapote?
He's the Bapote.
I want him to be the GOAT. And he will not be in the GOAT conversation unless he can win more Super Bowls.
How many does he have to win?
And he will not win more Super Bowls unless they get more imaginative on offense, let him do his thing, and get him some help.
If he can win
two Super Bowls,
here's the thing. Don't count them out. Don't count the Packers out that they're never going to win again, because I don't believe that.
Well, of course.
I believe.
Maybe, but he's got to do – even
the thing,
right now, they don't. Do they look like they're going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No, not right now, but they're also like have to get better. But when you keep winning these games, they could be right now have only one loss and a tie.
Man, I don't want to hear about what they could do.
About Crosby missing
five field goals? It doesn't matter. It happened.
But that has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers,
If
though.
I came up here with a bunch of excuses for LeBron James why he could have five titles, you wouldn't be hearing that.
But
if Kyle Korver had just hit that shot,
no, they
you
wouldn't
would
have
be
won that
shouting
game.
Me down.
No way. I ain't even talking about that. You're going to sit here. You got excuses for LeBron. And he's still
what? Make any excuses for him. If I tried to, you would be killing me. Now you're going to sit here and make excuses for your man, as you called him, A-Raj.
A-Raj, that's what he is.
I'm just saying, I love A-Raj, I think, just as much as you. But I want more Super Bowls so he can really be in the conversation for the GOAT.
There's
he won't be there unless he wins more.
He can't be there with one, and I get that. There's no doubt about it. If he wins two more Super Bowls and the numbers and the stuff that he's doing, he could be in that conversation.
Oh, no.
If he's definitely in it. If he's 3-0 and with all, you know, he has the best quarterback rating of any quarterback ever, best touchdown to interception ratio of any quarterback, and it's by a wide margin. It's not even close. It's 4-1.
And hasn't had Jerry Rice.
Right.
Terrell Owens, you know, guys like that. Brady hasn't had that either, but he did have Randy Moss for 3 years. So he hasn't had any of that. If he won two more Super Bowls, I mean, first of all, we're jumping way ahead of ourselves.
No, but it's not impossible.
He might be considered the GOAT.
Because this is the thing.
If he wins two more.
This is the other thing you got to remember.
My question is, I don't see that happening with what they're putting around him. Like, you know what they should be doing in Green Bay? Trying to get Le'Veon Bell.
I think they need defense more than they need Le'Veon Bell, to be honest.
They need help. But come on. Can you imagine a Le'Veon Bell with Aaron Rodgers?
To me, it would have been like going out and doing whatever you could do to get Khalil Mack instead of the Bears getting him.
Nice.
And then you got a defensive guy who can make plays, a pass rusher, cause problems on the other quarterback. Then you're talking about, you know what I mean, a difference maker. I would be with that. I'm not against Le'Veon Bell, but I think – defensively, you're going to have a hard time if you can't get a stop. It's like the NBA. You notice, Chris, the teams that are able to win is when you're able to get a stop late in the game. You got to be able to get a stop.
They need help in the backfield offensively and defensively. They need help. So I'm with you. Whatever they improve, my point is just that overall, they're not getting him the help he needs. And this is the guy who maybe plays a quarterback position better than we've ever seen it played, and it's a shame that they won't build around him.
Well, let me ask you this. Some people, do you consider him? I'm just talking about throwing the football. I'm not talking about accomplishments or being accomplished or whatever, because people will mostly say that Tom Brady is probably the most accomplished.
GOAT.
No, not the GOAT.
I say he's the GOAT.
And on Sunday night, I almost wanted
to throw up
in my mouth when they kept saying, he's the GOAT.
You saw the GOAT pictures on TV?
He's not
that was
the GOAT.
Cool. The GOAT's wearing his jersey?
he's not the GOAT.
Who's the GOAT?
Joe Montana's 4-0.
He's been to twice as many Super Bowls as Joe Montana.
Joe Montana's 4-0. He's perfect. He has 3 MVPs. Stop it. Adam Vinatieri has more airtime on Tom Brady's highlight reel than Tom Brady.
Stop it.
You know it's true.
Tom Brady has not had Jerry Rice for the bulk of his career.
Can I give you this?
He didn't have a Roger Craig.
How many Super Bowls did Joe Montana win with Jerry Rice and without Jerry Rice?
I think he won 2 with Rice.
And 2 without.
Dwight Clark was a really good receiver.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it ain't about just Jerry Rice and having a great receiver.
I'm with you there.
And when
I'm not taking anything away from Montana, but Brady's the GOAT.
No, he's not. Not even close.
I don't know what not Brady did to you.
Brady didn't do anything.
Did he shun you in the locker room one day?
No.
You walked up there all big and bad. Yeah, I'm Rob Parker.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, big time columnist. Yeah, boy from Newsday.
Right.
And Brady just shunned you?
No, that wasn't it. No, not at all.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady. That's it. Old Tom Brady.
He's the GOAT, man.
But Joe Montana didn't have the crib notes. He didn't have the crib notes.
Nah,
he didn't have the other team defensive signals.
Man, here you go.
It's just true, Chris. How come everybody else gets held to the fire about cheating except Tom Brady and the Patriots? I don't get it. Tell me why you don't discount him. For the cheating aspect, why don't you take
For most of it, he didn't cheat. I mean, he did. They did cheat. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. More than once.
They did cheat, but the bulk of his career and successes have not been due to cheating.
And the other one is Tom Brady at the end of the game. Just look at the Super Bowl last year. Tom Brady coughed up the football. He lost the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm just saying he's the greatest.
Joe Montana never lost the Super Bowl. Never would cough up the ball. Joe Montana, you ready in the Super Bowl? 11 touchdowns, Chris Broussard, and no picks. 11 touchdowns, Chris Broussard, and no picks.
In 4 Super Bowls, 11 touchdowns. That's nice. It's not like.
And no picks. Did you hear what I said?
Crazy.
No, they weren't. It wasn't the defense that they play now. Where everybody scores 8 touchdowns in a game.
I don't want this to come off like I'm shooting down Joe.
Yes,
because I love Joe. I'm just saying Brady's the best.
All right. All I'm telling you is Aaron Rodgers last night, he convinced me he's the Bapote. That's all I'm telling
you. But that's my point. Who cares? I mean, not to disrupt your stuff. But it's like saying – it's like the people that say eye test. We've never seen anybody play basketball like LeBron James. Eye test, he's the great. No, I need more accomplishments. That's what I need if you're the best.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, I'm so excited tonight. The NBA season is upon us.
So let's get
to our predictions. All right, number one, this is the most obvious one, so we'll do this first, get this out of the way. We'll do NBA Finals prediction. I'll give you mine first. I've got, look, no surprise here, the Golden State Warriors.
No, really?
Over the Boston Celtics. I'm going to go with the Celtics in the East, but I think it's going to be close. But, yeah, Golden State over Boston in the NBA Finals.
I'm going to go with, the Brooklyn Nets over the LA Clippers. No, just kidding.
For the first lottery pick, right?
Exactly. No, of course I believe the Warriors are going to win the championship again, and I think they will face the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
I think everybody's got either Philadelphia or
Boston.
Boston.
Nah, that's a legit pick. I'm not mad at you. Toronto, look, they're going to be better. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is better than DeMar DeRozan. You also added Danny Green. Both of those guys are good three-point shooters. That was one of Toronto's problems is that they weren't great. They were okay. They got better last year at three-point shooting. But now they're going to be much better. And defensively, they got depth.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to be legit. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they do get – I picked Boston over them in 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. My hope, Rob, would be that Philadelphia represents the East. I just like Ben Simmons the way he plays. I love Embiid, everything about
him. No,
no. That would be my hope.
They got the star quality.
Right,
right.
That would be my hope.
I agree with you. Okay.
All right, MVP. Now, I've said it before, and I will say it again, and I'm saying it with my chest. I'm saying it with confidence. The Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James will lead them to 53 wins. He will play so well. I'm telling you, in the preseason, the few minutes he played, I felt like I hate to even say this because, again, he's not the best player ever. Michael Jordan is. But it looked to me, Rob, you're going to trip. It looked to me like LeBron James had all but mastered the game.
Who, me?
I mean, seriously. He was just doing everything easily, hitting deep threes, going to the lane, finishing in traffic whenever he wanted to, incredible no-look passes. LeBron James will win his fifth MVP award in his 16th season. No player's ever won it that late in his career. It'll be a heck of an accomplishment and a little bit of consolation when they get beat in the playoffs.
And no player has ever done it and will not do it, even this season. All this LeBron over-the-top love is sickening.
Yeah, he's not any good.
It's not that. MVP, like he's...
Oh, like he got no... You're saying that like he got no chance.
Kevin Durant's going to finally be that guy. And Kevin Durant has... This might be his last year in Golden State. It might not. Here's an opportunity. I think Kevin Durant now with LeBron, with them playing each other so many times, this is his chance to show people, right, if he's a close second.
Well, he should show... Look, he should play better... Like, everybody talking about he outplayed LeBron in the finals. He should because you have so many other weapons to worry about on Golden State.
But he has played better, so I'm going to go with that.
All right, Kevin Durant, Rob's pick. All right, Rookie of the Year. All right, I might surprise you here. A lot of people thinking Luka Doncic from Dallas. We love Trae Young and in Atlanta. I'm going with DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix. I like Igor, their new coach, has done some good things with that offense. You're going to have Devin Booker, obviously Ayton. They're going to be a Josh Jackson. They're going to surprise people. Look, not the playoffs or anything like that, but I think they will be fun to watch and show some improvement. And I think DeAndre Ayton is a big-time player. I'm going with him as my Roy.
Hard to disagree with that. I got a wild card I'm just going to throw out there. Colin Sexton. From the Cavaliers.
I'm not mad at that.
No, I think, you know, he'll have an opportunity.
Right. And, it's going to be his team.
It's going to be his team.
I mean, they need him to be
that guy. And of all the rookies, to me, it's wide open for him to go do his thing.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Colin.
That's not bad. All right, biggest surprise, like whether it's an individual or a team. And I'm just going to look, the Lakers, because a lot of people are hating. A lot of people picking them to maybe not even make the playoffs. Some people are capping them at 45 wins. They don't see how the roster's going to fit together. And that's legitimate because they don't have shooting.
You've really been hating
on them. No surprise.
I just said 46
So I'm going with
wins.
The Los Angeles Lakers. If they win 53 games, I think a lot of people will be surprised. So I think they're going to be the biggest surprise.
The biggest surprise for me will be the Lakers. And I told you before, it's just
for the
like
opposite the, reason.
It's just like the old TV show, Eight is Enough. It'll be not enough. And then they'll look at the roster and go, what happened, Lucy? What? Rondo, he can't shoot. Lonzo
That's
Ball can't
surprise.
Shoot. No, I'm just saying, but it won't come together like people thought with all these misfits and also Rand.
Well, I tell you what, there is a heck of a lot of potential for disaster.
That's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden,
all
Lonzo Ball's been quiet too.
The Rock. Yeah.
Right? I mean, LaVar Ball has been quiet. What if Lonzo doesn't get to play as much and all kinds of stuff and Rondo's dominating the playing time? It could be a mess.
We're going to have to look into what's happened to LaVar.
No, I already know what happened.
You have the theory.
Stay in your lane.
Are you reporting that now?
What?
No, that the Lakers talk to LaVar.
No, I'm not reporting that.
But that's your theory.
That's mine.
And it's starting to make a little – because, I mean, this is incredible that we haven't heard anything from LaVar Ball.
Zero.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So we'll look into that. But, all right, final category, biggest letdown. This is a tough one because, you know, you don't see a lot of – surprises as far as teams that come up in the NBA and shock you or teams that really struggle from year to year. But I'm going to say the Minnesota Timberwolves because right now Jimmy Butler is derailing that season. That's a team that could be as good as anybody in the Western Conference outside of Golden State and Houston. Butler is a great player, but he's not good enough to be doing what he's doing. He's not LeBron, Kevin Durant, or a guy like that that's, you know, going to become the number one guy on your team and lead you to a championship. And so I hope that Jimmy Butler can straighten it out and they can all play well. But right now, that's my biggest disappointment, because you got two of the best players in the league in Butler and Karl-Anthony Towns and a really good third option. I'm not looking for Wiggins to lead my team, but he's a really good third option. But they will be disappointing the way I see it right now.
I got the San Antonio Spurs. I think they're going through a transition. You know, some of their greatest players who ever played there have moved on, right?
Yep. DeJounte Murray's hurt, too.
And Ginobili's gone, and Parker's gone. And now we'll get to see how great of a coach Pop is.
What? We know how great of a coach Greg Popovich is.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
He's never won without the other guys.
Hold on. He didn't have Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal.
No, but
he didn't have Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. He had Ginobili, Tony Parker. Now, Tim Duncan's an all-time great. And those two will be Hall of Famers.
Tim Duncan is a great.
But don't act like they're Kobe Bryant.
No, but you just said you just mentioned three Hall of Famers. Like, it's not a big deal to have three Hall of Famers on the same team. On the same team?
Shaq and Kobe were better than Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker.
Really? Three's better than two?
Those are two of the top 10 players of all time.
All I'm saying is,
he hasn't had that.
To punch his ticket, I need Pop to win again without...
For Pop to be a Hall of Famer,
no,
right?
I didn't say that.
40 games this year?
The Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, or the Basketball Hall of Fame anybody gets, and Kay Yao is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Who's that?
Why you
exactly
hating on the Hoop Hall of Fame?
That's all right.
Man. Don't let me find out some non-deserving ne'er-do-well is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
There's some guys in there. There's some guys. But anyway, I think we'll wait and see about the Spurs. But I think that's a disappointment.
All right. It'll be good. See, I think they're going to be – look, Pop is a great coach. And you got DeMar DeRozan, who's not Kawhi. He's really good. He's really good. Yeah. And then LaMarcus
Aldridge.
Things
never worked out in Toronto, though.
Well, they get their 50-something wins. All right. It's going to be interesting. I think they'll be pretty good this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
One guy that might be a candidate, Rob, for trash talk is Manny Machado.
Uh-oh.
And as you know, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Manny's been playing well. I mean, he's been playing really well. But they're down 2-1 to the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Championship Series. And in game two, Machado hit a grounder, infield grounder, and didn't run it out. You know, he jogged out. It was obvious he was probably going to be out. So he jogged it out rather than running it out. Okay, so Ken Rosenthal, longtime MLB writer, who is actually doing something for The Athletic that's going to run before game four. It's not even out yet. But the quote that Machado gave him is out, and here's what he said about it. He said, obviously, I'm not going to change. I'm not the type of player that's going to be Johnny Hustle and run down the line and slide to first base and, you know, whatever can happen. That's just not my personality. That's not my cup of tea. That's not who I am.
I'm sorry, Chris. Certain things you don't need to say. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds bad. Dude, are we asking, is that your hustle? You ground it out? Run to first base. Maybe the shortstop gives a bad throw and it skips by.
Anything can happen.
The shortstop drops the ball. You don't know what's going to happen. Run it out. Just play the game. You don't have to give in all. I'm not going to be Johnny Rah-Rah and Charlie Hustle. Remember, for people who don't know and are young and the millennials, look them up. Pete Rose was one of the greatest baseball players,
no question.
He was called Charlie Hustle.
Yep.
He never stopped, Chris, right?
No, you're right.
Never stopped. He was always, like, hustling, doing whatever he could do. He wanted to win. And nobody's asking you to slide headfirst into first base. And that's not what we're asking you to do.
I don't even know if guys are asking you to run as fast as you can on a play like that.
I don't want you to get hurt doing that.
Yeah, don't jog. Don't walk it, essentially.
Run it out.
Run at a good pace.
Run it out.
And then if he bobbles it, if it goes through his legs, if it goes off his foot and he has trouble getting it, maybe you can beat it out.
You could get on base, and that's what you owe your teammates and the fans
who paid
their money, right? Is it just hustle? Nobody's asking you to break your neck, get injured, slide head first, right. Break a finger. None of that.
You're right. And look, bottom line is LeBron James hustles.
You gotta
hustle.
We've
seen LeBron James dive on the floor for loose balls. We've seen Michael Jordan dive for loose balls or, you know, hustle. I mean, so I'm as great as Manny Machado is, you're not as great as those guys were at their sport. Hustle. That's all we're asking.
And it just sounds bad. Why are you saying that? You don't need to say that. And then he even went on, you know that later on in the quote, later on, and said he watched the video and it doesn't look good.
Yeah, he even admitted how bad it looked.
It looked terrible. Come on, Manny, you're a better player than that. He's a great player,
Chris.
He's a
great player. I love his swag. I love his confidence. And obviously, I love his production. But you have to be better than that. And then you have to be smart enough to not, you know, say it. Like, he could have, honestly, he should have just come out and said, I saw it on tape.
It looked bad.
It did look bad. I got to do better than that. That's it. Leave it at that.
I'm letting my teammates down. I got to run the ball out. That was a mistake, and I shouldn't do that.
Well, look, the Dodgers are making a lot of gaffes, both with their mouth and with their play, Rob, during this series. I mean, Kike Hernandez, he comes out. Now, he wasn't fully blaming the fans. He wasn't blaming the fans on the loss. But he did say they lacked energy in Game 3, the first game at Dodger Stadium in the NLCS.
And I'll be honest. After they fell behind 1-0 in the first inning, the place was flat. I watched the game. You know what I mean? Like, Dodger Stadium can get loud. Fans are into the Dodgers out here. You know that. The Dodgers are...
They're some of the best baseball fans in the country.
Exactly. They show up 3 million every year in attendance. So it's not an issue about fans caring. And when you go to a game, everybody has on a Dodger jersey or hat. I mean, it's incredible. And they were dead.
Should he say that? And again, I don't want to miss. See, a lot of people are misrepresenting it, like he just took a shot at the fans.
Right.
He didn't, but does he even need to bring that up?
Yeah.
He apologized today.
You think the Dodgers made him? He went on the local AM 570, the local Dodger station.
And he tweeted
right before the game.
Too.
Right.
Oh,
he went on before the game. So you know that came from management.
Oh,
don't mess with the customers.
Right,
you know that.
Right.
So don't call them out. 877-99 on Fox. You know, the hustling thing, how much does that bother you as a fan? Who are like some of the worst culprits of people who don't hustle or you feel like hasn't hustled? Are there any NBA guys who maybe don't give the best effort sometime?
I mean,
I was trying to think off the top.
Yeah, there's certainly guys that – you know, do that. But I can't think of any off the top of my head. Or it might be plays here or there. But guys that just don't do it consistently, I mean, I don't even know if basketball is a game you can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're just consistently not hustling, you're not going to be productive.
You got to take you out the
basketball.
Game.
Yeah. So I think it's just a different nature of the sport. Speaking of which, Boston Celtics now have opened up a 12-point lead over the Philadelphia 76ers in Boston, 59-47 early in the third quarter. The Dodgers, look, this was their sixth straight division championship. They have yet to win a World Series in any of those years. And, Rob, I'm looking at them, and I'm starting to feel like I know why. Like, they got too many. I'm starting to feel like it's not just the nature of baseball. You know, it's not just that, of course, a great player can go in a slump at the wrong time in the postseason. A great pitcher might not have it one night in the postseason, and something like that could cost you. Or the opponent just gets hot, you know, or has hot pitching or whatever. But I'm looking at the Dodgers, and I see patterns. Like, Clayton Kershaw, we know, is not the pitcher in the postseason that he is in the regular season.
And he is one of the greatest pitchers of our generation,
No question. Cody Bellinger, though, he's 1-for-21, Rob. He's 1-for-21 in the postseason. And last year, he hit like 219. Now, he is not – I know he's young. He's only his second year. But so far, he's not been a postseason player. And then you got Yasmani Grandal, and he's getting – I mean, 3 pass balls in the NLCS. He's not hitting. He's in like 130 or something like that.
Struck out with the bases loaded. Right, he's had a bad series.
Too many guys that don't look like playoff players.
And the other thing is, if you're a Dodgers fan, you just know this. They haven't won since 1988. And you just mentioned, it's one thing to win six divisions in a row, but not to be able to cash in once on the World Series is not good.